Welcome to the Theatre of the Absurd, Greece in the summer of 2012, a European country which feels like it's on its last legs. 5 years of recession, record unemployment, and many people losing hope, ripe for political satire, from one of Greece's most famous singers, Stamatis Kronakis. This song is about the main centre-right party, New Democracy. You're not new, they sing, and you're not democratic.
I think that Euro was a big hole, a big dirty hole, to put the rich families, their money to the banks. This time, in this very bad situation, everyone knows the lie. This time.
Stop!
And what do members of his cast and crew feel about Sunday's election?
We need a new person. I don't trust no one of them.
It's the most important election of the latest years. Important things are at stake. The economy, the future of Greece, if we're going to stay in the Eurozone or not.
The German people take advantage of us and they are getting better by our miserable situation.
Well, for now, Greece watches and waits. An election last month produced stalemate, no government. This time, the winners could be New Democracy or the radical left-wing party Syriza, which rejects the terms of Greece's financial bailout and wants a wholesale renegotiation. George Papakonstantinou was the finance minister when Greece first took its bailout. He admits the last 2 years have been far harder than expected. But if Syriza wins, he urges the Eurozone, negotiate. Don't simply kick us out.
No one can actually estimate the cost for the rest of Europe with Greek exit. The cost for Greece is severe, and we know it. It would be halving of incomes and inflation going to 20-30% and doubling of unemployment. But the cost to Europe would also be very, very high. It's in no one's interest to force things to come to a head.
There's a crowd here waiting for a Syriza rally to begin. Most of the party's supporters say they too want to stay in the Eurozone. But the terms imposed on them are simply too harsh. The price is too high.
Today, a 36-year-old man threw himself off the fourth floor of his house because he was left without a job and could not survive. Yesterday, the owner of a small shop took his life away.
Zoe Konstantopoulou is a leading Syriza parliamentary candidate.
These are facts which we have to live with every day. And I don't know who can really live with these lives on their conscience. It's not like people don't want to pay. They have no money to pay. Greeks are searching for their food in the garbage. And this is not a solution that any society or any country would accept for their people.
There are still big questions about how Syriza intends to pay for many of its proposals, and that could still see it fall slightly short in this election. But its message certainly resonates in places like this. I'm in Exarchia in downtown Athens, a neighbourhood which feels a bit like an independent republic, where literally every wall, every surface is covered in graffiti. Muppet, who's a street artist here, has been showing me some of his work stenciled onto the walls.
It's a pie. You have just one piece with many forks and all the rest of the pie with one fork. I think it's Income Gap, the name of this.
Street artists tend to be more political lately.
Isn't everyone in Greece political these days? Not much choice.
We are much more political than 10 years ago or 5 years ago, yes, it's a fact. Because the financial crisis has reached the low class, of course, the middle class, and people that were wealthy all these years, now they have a problem.
This is a song by a graffiti-inspired hip-hop band. You can see the streets changing as we paint, he says. You can see the walls shouting, "We want more." And that shout from Greece is being heard across Europe. This may only be a small corner of the Eurozone, where for years they spent more than they earned. But forcing it to leave would still be a gamble and a leap into the unknown. And that's why this election matters.